I'd like to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school, to join me at the front for a few moments here. Those who would like to come down. Come on along. Hello, hello. Hi, guys. How are you? How'd you like to help? I'm sorry. How'd you like to help? I got two volunteers. We'll be doing this more than often. I'm going to ask, tell everybody after your name.
Isaac.
And?
Andy.
Isaac and Andy are going to help me out with the story this morning. Tomorrow, as you may know, you guys have to go to school tomorrow? I don't think you do. Tomorrow's President's Day. You're off to school.
Be careful, Steve.
You don't have to go to school, do you? I don't know either. All right. Shut up, keep going. In any case, I do want to share with you a very nice story, a very nice book, written by our current president, Mr. Obama. And it was written for his two daughters, some of whom are about your ages, but it's actually written for people, all of you. So I'll catch you in a second, okay? It's written for all of you. So I'm going to ask Isaac.
Here, you can guys hold the book. And when I see you on the page, start right there. Okay? Stand up a little closer so these guys can see. Now I'm going to read the words from here. All right.
Have I told you how wonderful you are? I hear the sound of your feet running from afar, brings dancing rhythms to my day. How you laugh and sunshine spills the room. Actually, keep it there, okay? Have I told you are creative? A woman named Georgia O'Keeffe moved to the desert and painted petals, bone, and bark. She helped us see beauty. And what is small? Now you can turn the page. Turn the page. You're smart, that you have great ideas with imagination. A man named Albert Einstein turned pictures in his mind into great advances in science, changing the world with energy and light. Turn again. Have I told you that you are brave? A man named Jackie Robinson played baseball and showed us how to turn fear to respect and respect to love. He swung his bat with grace and strength of a lion and gave brave dreams to other dreamers. Turn again. Have I told you that you are a healer? Sitting Bull is a Sioux medicine man who healed broken hearts and broken promises. It is fine that we are different, he said, for peace is not necessary for eagles to be like crows. Though he was put in prison, his spirit soared free on the plains and his wisdom touched generations. Okay? Have I told you have your own song? A woman named Billie Holiday wore a gardenia in her hair and sang beautiful blues to the world. Her voice, full of sadness and joy, made people feel deeply. Turn again. Have I told you that you are strong? A woman named Helen Keller found her way through long, silent darkness. Though she could not see or hear, she taught us to look and listen at each other. She gave others the courage to face their challenges. Turn. Have I told you it's important to honor others' sacrifices? A woman named Maya Lin designed the Vietnam Veterans Memorial to remember those who gave their lives in the war, and the Civil Rights Memorial to thank those who fought for equality. Have I told you are kind? A woman named Jane Addams fed the poor and helped them find jobs. She opened doors and gave people hope. She taught adults and children to play and laugh and let their spirits grow wide. Have I told you that you don't give up? When violence erupted in our nation, a man named Martin Luther King taught us about love and compassion. He gave us a dream that all races and creeds would walk hand in hand. Have I told you that you're an explorer? A man named Neil Armstrong was the first to walk on the moon, which made us brave enough to take on our own bold strides. Turn again. Have I told you that you are inspiring? A man named Cesar Chavez showed farm workers their own power when they thought they had none. The people were poor but worked hard and loved the land. The people listened to their hearts and marched for their rights. Turn again. Have I told you that you are part of a family? A man named Abraham Lincoln knew that all Americans should work together. He kept our nation one, promised freedom to enslaved brothers and sisters. This man of the people, simple and plain, asked more of our country that we behave as a family. Turn. Have I told you to be proud to be an American? Our first president, George Washington, believed in liberty and justice for all. His barefoot soldiers crossed wintry rivers, forging ever on. He helped make an idea into a new country, strong and true, a country of principles, a country of citizens. Turn one more page. Have I told you that America is made up of people of every kind, people of all races, religions, and beliefs, people from the coastlines and the mountains, people who made bright light shine by their unique gifts and giving us courage to keep up the fight, to work and build upon all that is good in our nation. So whatever you do with President's Day tomorrow, I'd like about some of these words from our president, words he said to his daughters, but what he's also saying to you and to all of us. I thank you for being here this morning, and Jed is going to help us sing out.